where Lander comes together with a conversation and a cup of Joe. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Myers Gambles, Lander Ace Hardware, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Teton Therapy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Sage West Healthcare, Palace Pharmacy, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Western Wyoming Medical, and AccuHealth Acupuncture and Natural Medicine. To be a guest or to advertise on the show, email radio at county10.com. And now, it's coffee time. From the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the morning, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. I hope you all found some new stuff in your yard this morning after last night's crazy wind. I don't know about the rest of the county, but things got pretty windy here in Lander last night. I woke up with some new coolers, some new lawn furniture, a couple of trampolines. It was great. I'm, of course, joking, but the wind was no joke. That was some serious wind happening last night. I hope that you all were able to keep all of your lawn furniture and all of your plants and anything you might have had left out, because it was some serious wind. We've got an awesome show in store for you all today. We're kind of celebrating the County 10 anniversary, which is going to be happening tomorrow. The official day is tomorrow, but we're doing promotions all throughout the rest of the week. Starting tonight, we're going to have County 10 owner and general manager Will Hill here today, who's also, it's his birthday, so happy birthday, boss man. Will Hill, happy birthday. We wish you the happiest of days on today, the big day. We're stoked to have you on the show, and we're definitely happy to be finding about all of the County 10 events that are going to be going on the rest of the week. I'll be filling you guys in on the County 10 anniversary bingo. Will's going to let us know about the Bar 10 trivia night that's going to be happening tomorrow as well. And he also gives us a little bit of history about County 10 and his role and how he got involved with the company. You don't want to miss that interview. Before we get to the bingo rundown and the interview, though, a quick weather update. Partly cloudy tonight, for the rest of the day. Highs around 51. Very windy continuing today. We're going to be seeing some gusting winds up to 54 miles per hour in some areas of the county. So that wind is going to be continuing, and it looks like throughout the rest of the week as well. Tonight, partly cloudy, though. Lows around 20 degrees. Wind chill down to 7 in some areas of the county, with the wind gusting up to 29 miles per hour. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's still kind of the same for the rest of the week, with the temperature being a little all over the place. We've got highs around anywhere between the low 50s to the upper 30s, and then a lot more wind to expect as well. So be on the lookout for that. Before we go to our break, I did want to give you guys all a breakdown on the County 10 anniversary bingo that's going to be going on. So on tomorrow, November 17th, County 10 will officially be 10 years old. So to celebrate, we want to tank you in the 10. And no, I didn't just say that weird tank you. I meant to say that tank you, as in giving your gas tank a boost, or maybe your physical tank with some coffee, plus cool prizes. So after downloading your bingo card, which you can do at county10.com, tune into 105.1 Jack FM every morning at 7:45 a.m. with the repeat at 8:15. So at 7:45, you'll hear the original, and then the repeat at 8:15 starting tomorrow on the 17th. Afraid you may miss the bingo word on the radio? Watch County 10's Facebook page, and they will post a video with the word of the day so you can play along anytime. Keep track of each key word on your bingo card for a chance to win. Grab some of your coworkers, friends, and family and take part in County 10's birthday bingo. If you get 5 in a row, you'll be eligible to win a gift from County 10. Get entered by emailing your completed scorecard to hello@county10.com or private message the County 10 Facebook page. So go to County 10's website. This is awesome. They're doing the anniversary bingo. You can download the cards there. Look for these words. Check out Jared and Shireen's morning show every morning at 7:45 and at 8:15 on 105.1 Jack FM starting tomorrow. That's Wednesday the 17th. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity because you could win some pretty cool stuff. And then we'll have more on that throughout the week as well. We'll be promoting some of the words of the day on Coffee Time throughout the week as well. But definitely go check out county10.com. Get those bingo cards and get ready for some 10th anniversary fun. Once again, we're going to be chatting with Will Hill after a quick message from our sponsor.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences. So we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. Health insurance is expensive, so why not maximize your benefits? It's the end of the year, and you could have met your health insurance deductible. Contact Teton Therapy's billing experts at 857-7074 to find out if you qualify for no-cost or low-cost physical and occupational therapy. That's 857-7074, or find us on the web at tetontherapypc.com.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, where we keep the community connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and we are here today chatting with the owner of County 10. How are you doing today, Mr. Will Hill?
I'm great, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're here today to chat about the 10th anniversary for County 10. This is huge. Yeah, this is awesome. I know we've been doing a lot of promotions all year for County 10 for the 10th anniversary, but could you just give us a little bit of background and history about County 10 and how we've made it to this 10th year?
Yeah. So, this is the 10th year. Our actual anniversary is the 17th of this month. As far as we can tell, we used County 10 has had all of these different platforms over the years and different archives and now, you know, a different company owns it from when they started it. And so we had to use a different program to go back and try and find the very first post.
You think we got it?
I think we got it. Okay. And so it was the week before Thanksgiving. The 17th of November in 2011. So it was some nondescript post about the energy industry, like a press release.
That's the perfect first post, though.
The big announcement and all the good stuff didn't come for another month after they kind of rolled it out and got it going. But the 17th of November, we will remember as our anniversary. So 10 years this year, and I started with County 10 in 2015. Selling ads, and then in 2019, had the opportunity to buy the business, but it started out of a community need to be able to get news digitally and quickly, and the first iteration of the site was very standard. It just looked like any other news site, but very quickly, the owner Jason Kinsler and his partner in crime Fabian Lobera, who might be listening today, we'll see what happens. but they quickly learned that the community was looking for, like a feed. They wanted to be able to scroll through their community, and so what that meant was, nobody's story was any, no story and no business's story, no crime story, no political story, no feature, none of those things were more important than another to the community as a whole. They were all important to somebody. And so this idea of the community news feed was born, and you know, I've been doing this a little while now, and I can tell you it's the first of its kind. I mean, feeds are all over now, and so that's sort of ubiquitous in society. But a community news feed, this concept of no top story, of just your community, and is novel in digital news and in news in general. So what was started back in 2011 here in Fremont County was something unique, and that model actually grew to 8 different sites across the state.
Oh, wow.
So the exact same model grew as a network across the state in Gillette, Cheyenne, Casper, wherever else, Cody, Jackson, and we had a business news stream and a micro news stream in Thermopolis, you know, and all these different things. We were the only affiliate for Q2 in Montana for a while for okay. Q2 TV. They were taking all their Wyoming news from us. It was this incredibly exciting time because this community news stream, this idea of activating the community, getting the community contributing to news while also creating original news, it took off, and people really, really liked it, and it grew to be the biggest news source in Wyoming with these different news sites. And then I'm sure that if Jason and Fabian were here, they would echo the statement. We didn't like managing remote employees. It was hard. We all have families.
Oh, I bet that was tough.
We didn't really foresee it as being as big a challenge as it was. And so it became clear we needed to find local owners. That was the other thing we learned, was that the more local, the better.
Yeah.
And so having us here managing news streams all over the state, it wasn't as local as County 10 was. And it didn't have, while it was extremely successful, it didn't have the same immediate appeal of
that hyper local.
Yeah. When we sold the news streams to local owners, they're all still in existence. They're all doing well. And the model has changed a little bit for some of them, but, Counties 10 still remains, and we're actually still seeing growth in readership. And so, it's been a wild ride. We've done all kinds of different things. At the very beginning, they had a little bit of, kind of a TV news vibe mm-hmm. with YouTube, and they had a reporter that did almost very TV style reporting, and they published that on YouTube and found that at the time it didn't resonate.
Okay.
And so they moved away from that. And now, you know, 2 years ago when I took over, we started doing podcasts. That's remained, the County 10 podcast remains a very solid avenue for people to get news and feature content about the community. But the thing that has remained is being able to get your community on your phone or computer or tablet or wherever, but primarily on people's phones. That's where they get it now, at county10.com. So that's where we are today.
And then how intrinsic that's become to most people's daily lives, scrolling through that news stream. It's just a part of their routine, it feels like.
It is. It's unbelievable. I mean, when I talk to other digital news publishers, they rely on email lists, and we have a daily email that goes out, which is very well trafficked, but it's not something that we push, or they rely on Facebook. We have a big presence on Facebook, but it's not the main driver. The main driver is people come to our homepage over and over and over and over and over again. Sometimes the average person comes 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow.
And the average, you know, core County 10 reader, with over 18,000 people on the site every day. It's nutty when I talk to other digital publishers that the content we provide is that sticky. And so it's been a lot of fun. We were doing a lot of things. We grew, when I took over in 2019, we had 3 employees. Today we have 15, and we're doing all kinds of things. And now we're taking over these radio stations, KOV and KDLY and KTUG, Jack FM in Riverton, and to continue the same mission, which is to connect the community, to bring it all together, to make accessing information easier for people, finding out what's going on in their community easier for people, learning what they need to learn to be an active member of the community. We want to make that as easy and as fun as possible and get people the information and the news that they need.
And the availability now, too. Like you said, there's podcasts, there's digital content, there's social media, the websites, the radio, video options now, too. If you're hitting them from all angles, no one has the excuse of, I didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear about it, right? My favorite from Halloween this year, there were a few people that I assume they're new to town. I don't know, but they, you know, we have the buy, sell, trade Facebook page, 10 trades. Except no substitutes. There's many of them out there, but ours was the very first in Fremont County, has 22,000 active people on it now. And it's kind of a rodeo to sell something on there. You can sell something in seconds, but somebody posted on there, we get questions that people post, you know, where can I find this? Who recommends this plumber? And somebody asked, what are the Halloween events that are happening?
Okay.
And the comments on this were just links to our community calendar.
Perfect.
Because all the information is right there. So they're posting on one of our platforms asking, where do I get the information? And the community responded on our platform with a link to another one of our platforms. It was a moment of, wow. You know,
it's all coming together.
It's all coming together. Like this is actually what we wanted. You know, to the service we wanted to provide. That's our mission.
And then getting, I'm sure there are a lot of initial hesitations from some folks about using online platforms. You know, but how did you ever overcome that?
Oh yeah, no, the memes are out there. You know, I'd rather get my news from an authoritative source than memes about cats. You know, I mean that's out there, that kind of thing. But I think digital has transcended that. Social media is different. We use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram a little bit to distribute and to engage, because those are easy platforms to engage with the community and to get comments, which is not always enjoyable. But those are easy ways to get things out and engage. But our platform is something different. We're digital news, which most traditional news sources are also digital and publish more content digitally than in print or on the air.
They've all made that switch.
That's where everything is going. And so it's not anymore, you know, digital news is not less authoritative. We take great lengths to make sure that we're, you know, we're sourcing our stories, and we do things a little differently than traditional media. We consider ourselves a little different, and that's fine. And we serve a need to get that information, but we source all of our stories, as opposed to people who say we don't get the information out as fast as we used to. Well, now people are getting it from their friend on Facebook, and half the time, no, not half the time, 90% of the time it's incorrect. What you find on county10.com has been sourced and carries some weight, I hope, you know. And so I hope we've transcended that and moved past it. So, yeah.
Definitely move past the cat meme phase. That's for sure.
I hope so. I mean, I love a good cat meme.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I think we need more of that on County 10 and random sunsets and sunrises but we also carry the information the community needs to know.
And then on that note as well, just we've been doing it for 10 years now. So back to our 10th anniversary discussion, we've got a lot of things that have been going on. I do know there's been some meals, some dinners and lunches that have been given out on the 10th month or on the 10th day of each month of this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, we talked over a year ago about what are we going to do to celebrate the 10th anniversary? And we talked about throwing a festival, and I mean, we put up a big whiteboard and we said, any idea that you have, nothing is off limits. And the first thing somebody says is, we should get a County 10 dragon. Like, Really? Okay. So there were ideas that were completely off the wall.
But you're not going to count it out.
Right, not going to count it out. I mean, you know, it was a year ago. We could have dragons by now.
Who knows?
I don't know. So dragons, somebody suggested we should have a 10-day music festival.
Oh, wow.
A 10-day, because County 10, 10, that makes sense. And I said, do you have any idea what it takes to put on a half day music festival, let alone 10 days. So we're not going to do that. All the way down to some of the things that we're actually capable of with the schedules that you guys all maintain. You know, you're here way early in the morning. There are people working on the weekends, working in the evenings, attending events, doing different things. So what can we do consistently and well?
That doesn't involve dragons.
It doesn't involve dragons or 10-day music festivals, and that gets across this message that we're grateful to the community for supporting us and also celebrates. And so we've been on the 10th of every month. We randomly buy somebody's dinner around the county, Dubois, Riverton, Lander, all over the place, and just randomly pop in and buy somebody's dinner and leave a little certificate and to tell them thank you for supporting us over the years. We've got coming up for our anniversary week what we're calling our Tank You in the 10 promotion.
Tank You in the
10. Tank You in the 10. We want to fill your tanks, whether that's with your tank of your body with some coffee or the tank of your car with some gas. So we're going to be doing giveaways on County 10, on the air, on all the stations, especially the County 10 Morning Show on Jack FM with Jared and Shireen. They'll be giving away cards by playing birthday bingo. So County 10 birthday bingo. You know, make sure that you, when that goes live, you can download a birthday bingo card, and then listen for the different words that are on the spaces. Fill those in, and you'll get a chance to win a coffee card or a gas card.
And that's gold right now at this point with gas.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
right?
If you're getting a full tank of gas just for listening to the radio show and checking out the website, that's...
Absolutely.
Take advantage of that.
And let's be honest, coffee ain't cheap either.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's a lot of fun. We want to say thank you. That's what the celebration is all about. We want to celebrate the community, say thank you, because we wouldn't be here without the people that read and listen every day. And we hope that we're providing that service.
And an active member of the community with the community.
Yeah. That's a great put that on a shirt.
Yeah, we're going to put that on a bumper sticker, which we'll hand out as a part of the 10th anniversary.
There we go. There we go.
Next week. But there is also one other event that's going to be happening on the 17th, which is the exact day of the anniversary, correct? At Bar 10?
Yeah. So we, last summer, or this last summer, we hosted a season of trivia at Bar 10. It's pretty easy. County 10 trivia at Bar 10.
Coalition of the 10s.
Oh, man, so many 10s. We got to name some things, something other than 10. but we did trivia there, and we're helping to promote that. They're one of our advertisers. And so you know, they said, hey, why don't you guys come back and guest host trivia on your anniversary, which happens to fall on a Wednesday. They have trivia every Wednesday. And so we said, sure, that sounds like fun. Let's have a party. And so,
awesome.
So we're going to be down hosting trivia at Bar 10 on Wednesday the 17th. And we've got Pokes basketball tickets. We've got for prizes. We've got you know, gift cards. We've just got all kinds of stuff that we want to give away. There is a show in Casper that a lot of people, we can't announce it yet. It's embargoed until we get there. But a show that people are going to want to know about. We'll be giving away tickets to that there, as well as on the air.
Some mystery involved.
Some
with
mystery.
That too.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's going to be a ton of fun. So invite everybody out if you want to come over and hang out at Bar 10 and grab some dinner. Their food's fantastic. Play a little trivia with us.
Starts at 7, correct?
Yeah, trivia at 7, and our team's going to be there hanging out a little before that, and then you and Jared and Shireen, and maybe I'll get up there too. We'll host some trivia and have a good time.
Yeah, they're going to have to hear all of our voices that day.
Yay!
Sorry
about that, everybody.
Yeah, it'll be okay, especially when you have those types of prizes. It's easier to deal with our wackiness when we have awesome prizes that we're giving out.
I hope it is. Most days, probably.
Well, Will, thanks again for coming in and chatting with us today. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about with the 10th anniversary before we let you go?
No, I just appreciate everybody. I appreciate what the community does for us, and want to say thank you to everybody. And I hope that we're providing a service, that we're meeting our mission to connect the community. And we love what we do.
Thank you once again. That Bar 10 Trivia Night is tomorrow night. The County 10 Anniversary Trivia is going to be happening at Bar 10 at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that. Be on the lookout for all of the amazing County 10 Anniversary promotions we've got going on. Thanks again to Will Hill for coming in and chatting with us about all of those events that we've got planned and in the pipeline for you. And once again, go to county10.com and look for the bingo cards, because on tomorrow, November 17th, County 10 will be officially 10 years old. And to celebrate, we want to tank you in the 10. And once again, I'm not misspeaking. That's tank. We're giving your gas tank a boost, or maybe your physical tank, with some coffee plus other cool prizes. After you download the bingo card, tune into 105.1 Jack FM every morning at 7:45 a.m. with the replay airing at 8:15 starting tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th. If you missed the bingo word on the radio, catch County 10's Facebook page, and they'll post a video with the word of the day so you can play along anytime and keep track of each word on your bingo card for a chance to win. Grab your coworkers, friends, and family and take part in County 10's birthday bingo. And if you get 5 in a row, you'll be eligible to win a gift from County 10. And you just get entered by emailing your completed scorecard to hello@county10.com or private message to County 10 Facebook page. That's how you send in those County 10 birthday bingo cards. And once again, we want to say thanks to Will Hill. Happy birthday again as well, good sir. We appreciate County 10 and everything that they do to keep the community connected. We will be back again tomorrow with Coffee Time at the same time. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. And once again, thank you to all of our sponsors, including the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, and Palace Pharmacy. Thanks again for tuning in to Coffee Time. We will see you at the same time tomorrow.
1330 Country has been serving Central Wyoming since 1948. This is 1330 AM and 107.7 FM.